Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, June 7th, 2021. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, please pause this video, and before you continue, watch the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. Go check that out. Then come back and watch the remainder of this, because if you don't do that, everything that I'm about to say won't have any context, it'll be confusing, so the other video really lays the groundwork. So, do that, see you in a few minutes. Okay, here's what we have on the docket for today. It's going to be a fun one. It's one of the newer named benchmark workouts from CrossFit, and I've been enjoying some of the new ones put out. We've done a couple of them, and we got another one coming today. So today is Gretel. 10 rounds for time of 3 clean and jerks, that's power clean, 3 clean and jerks, 135 pounds for men, 95 pounds for women, and 3 bar facing burpees. So once again, 10 rounds for time, 3 clean and jerks, 3 bar facing burpees. Simple, beautiful couplet, devious, lot of interference, weightlifting, gymnastics, love the pairing. You're going to wind up doing an entire grace, right? Which by itself is 30 clean jerks, but broken up into 10 devious sets of 3. 3 doesn't sound that bad. And then bar facing burpees. Nobody enjoys those. They're going to make the clean jerks tougher. But again, 3 doesn't sound that bad. But it's the accumulation as you get into round 4, round 5, round 6, that all of a sudden you're looking at the barbell and it seems to weigh a lot more than 135. Or you're looking at the floor going, I just don't, even though it's 3, I don't want to do another 3. So this is a beautiful workout. But while it's deceptive, it's also cool because the smaller sets will allow a lot of people to keep going at a really nice pace. For this workout, depending upon your capacity with the barbell, you want to get in some cycling? Well, try to hold on to it and do 3 touch and go clean and jerks every time. But for plenty of people, a faster overall strategy may be from the very get-go to never do a touch-and-go rep, to do 3 quick singles every single round. It just depends upon what you're more comfortable with, but nothing certainly needs to be unbroken. We've got a video showing the power clean and the push jerk, as well as burpees over a barbell or dumbbells. Super fitness robot time for this, and again, you're gonna work to get it. 5 minutes and 30 seconds or less. Humanly possible, but it's gonna be earned. The more likely time of 9 minutes, don't be shocked if this workout catches you off guard and you drift a little bit longer than even that more likely time of 9 minutes. That's okay, okay? It's just a range. Doesn't mean if you came in over 9 minutes that you failed today, okay? It's just a range. It's going to be a cool workout, but fun and tough. Scaled option today. 10 rounds for time of 3 clean and jerks. We knocked the weight down, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women, and 3 burpees. And those are just regular old school burpees. They're not over the barbell or anything. We've got a video showing the burpee. Now, of course, you can scale this or modify it in another way. Maybe the loading's too much, but you're going to do burpees over the bar, or vice versa. Maybe the loading's just fine, but you're not going to do bar-facing burpees. You could scale this in a very large number of ways. Limited equipment option. Here come the dumbbell clean and jerks. 10 rounds for time, 3 dumbbell clean and jerks, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, and 3 dumbbell-facing burpees. We've got a video showing the dumbbell power clean and push jerk. No equipment workout today. What a gift. 150 burpees for time. You're welcome. We've got a video showing the burpee. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Bear in mind, you don't have to do any of it, right? That's why it's optional. So you're going to do an either or for this first part. Either 2 sets of pull-ups, strict if possible, and each set I would like to be at a 75% effort, right? So if, for simple math, if your max set of pull-ups is 10 strict, well, then you would do 7. Just hop down, rest a couple minutes, and then do your second set. If your max set is 20, then 75% would be, what would that be, 14, 15 pull-ups. You'd hop down. So about 75% effort, that's what we're looking for. So not a max set. Or linchpin lowering muscle-ups. 10 to 20 reps, using as little leg as possible. There's a video showing that. So choose the strict pull-ups or the lowering muscle-ups. The other part of the optional accessory work, linchpin barbell complex number 6. For both load, meaning you choose the load, and for reps. Start a clock, it's 30 seconds of hang power cleans, right into 30 seconds of shoulder to overhead. That's considered one complete complex. You're done with the complex. You would then rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Or you could just do it twice, or you could do it once, or you could not do it because it's optional. It does not need to be in broken. You choose the loading. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch. We have the kneeling layback for 1 to 2 minutes. Foam roller for the back and lats. Of course, you can do darn near your whole body. And then wall stretch for the shoulder, holding 1 to 2 minutes. And all three of those stretches are accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed Gretel today. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.